You're listening to SBS News.
Designed to make domestic life easier, smart home technology such as voice-activated home assistants and webcams are becoming increasingly common in the home. The technology is being used to check on pets, children and homes via security cameras for entertainment and also to control things such as locks and lights. But new research by Monash University, RMIT and Intel Corporation shows while the technology is a welcome addition in many homes, it's mainly men who are responsible for its design and installation. Associate Professor Yolande Stengers is from Monash University's Faculty of Information Technology. She says this can have a number of implications.
The main concern that was raised in our research was that men are really more interested at the moment in smart home products and smart home devices than women, and they're more likely to be bringing them into the home. And that sort of connects back to the gendered nature of the industry. There's more men designing these products, and also kind of, I guess, the products they're designing are of more interest to men. But that sort of feeds into some issues and concerns when it gets down to the household level.
The research looked at smart home technology adoption in 31 households across Australia. Professor Stengers says interviews canvassed who was responsible for setting up the technology and who took care of digital housekeeping in the home. Smart lighting delivered the most pleasure for households alongside voice activation technology, which was often a source of entertainment. Men also commonly enjoy setting up or playing with the devices, reinforcing traditional associations between technology and masculinity. Professor Stengers says this can also cause security concerns for some people, especially women.
So it's changing in some ways the gendered housework that's going on in the home. And the other concern that we raised in this research was the potential for smart home technologies to become a security threat for women, in the sense that it can be used in some extreme situations, such as where there's a situation for domestic violence, to lock women out of the home or to monitor and surveil them through smart home cameras.
While none of those interviewed in the study had direct experience of devices being used to control or intimidate them, some did express concern about privacy and the potential of the technology to exacerbate domestic violence situations. Dr. Jenny Kennedy is a researcher at RMIT University in Melbourne and one of the co-authors of the study. She says it's a growing problem.
I think a lot of times people are concerned about someone outside of the house hacking into these smart systems, like cameras maybe. But reality is that most of the threat of using these devices is coming from people within the home. There are a growing number of cases of smart home technologies being used in domestic violence cases. And I imagine that we'll see that continuing to rise.
Dr. Hadil Alalosi is a lecturer in the School of Law at Western Sydney University. She says it's important to remember when it comes to the abuse of such technology, it's not only men who are perpetrators. Women can also use the technology to abuse and harass. Despite this, she says the effects can be more devastating for women, as in the case of so-called revenge porn, which Dr. Alalosi says is now being taken seriously as a crime. She says she would like to see harsher penalties for those who use other forms of technology to abuse and intimidate others.
There's a lot of practitioners who are saying women in particular are reporting to increase use of technology to facilitate domestic violence. Police around Australia as well have expressed a concern about the increasing use of such technology. We've definitely made positive steps in terms of introducing legislation to tackle revenge porn, and those are definitely positive steps, but because the various forms that technology can take, there's got to be different approaches to different forms.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.